T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, let's go live to the 1010 Winds Newsline, and joining us is Pascal Bernard, Vice President of Public Affairs and Community Organizing for Planned Parenthood of Greater New York Action Fund. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand that obviously you were on the side of not wanting to see this restriction on abortion go through. Why not? What's wrong with that 15-week mark?
Well, we know that abortion is health care. And abortion care is medical care, it's health care. And this is a decision that should not be decided by courts, but should be decided by a pregnant person and their physician. In no other case do we have courts mandating what can and cannot be done. This is not up to state legislatures. Again, this is a decision. It is a medical decision made by a pregnant person and their physician.
Right.
And also, a lot of times, people don't even know yet at that point if they are indeed pregnant or not.
Okay.
And so
let me just stop you there to play the other side for you. To keep this conversation fair, the supporters of the prohibition say it would be inhumane to take the life of a fetus at 15 weeks. They say that the fetus can not only feel but respond to pain. What do you say to that?
There's no scientific evidence that says to that. And so again, this is a decision. It is a medical decision made by a pregnant person and their physician. And so your neighbor, your state legislature, someone sitting on a court really has no involvement in this. This is a private decision, a medical decision made by a pregnant person and their physician. And again, in no other instances do we see the courts passing mandates or people having such opinions. And so it's really important that we continue to push against this. And we know that it is not just Mississippi. Currently, there are close to 500 abortion restriction laws in nearly every state in the country. And
right.
So it's really important that we continue to fight. We're very fortunate here in New York State that we have the Reproductive Health Act. And so New York will continue to be a beacon for providing abortions. And we at Planned Parenthood of Greater New York will continue to provide compassionate abortions to people, not just in the state, but also in states like Mississippi, where the restrictions are really limiting.
Right. So you say you want to continue to be a beacon, but what would happen if the Supreme Court were to rule in favor of this restriction?
Well, we know that, unfortunately, there are members on the court, recent appointees from the last administration, who are not pro-choice and do not respect a pregnant person and their physician's right to make these medical decisions, though they themselves are not medical professionals. And so, again, here in New York State, we do have the Reproductive Health Act. And so that protects abortion rights here in the state of New York. And we at Planned Parenthood of Greater New York will continue to provide compassionate abortion care.
Okay.
In addition, we work with our federation, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, and we advocate along with other advocacy organizations for the protection of abortion care, because again, it is medical care. And Roe v. Wade has been the law of the land.
Okay.
There is precedent.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for your time. And yes, indeed, it's true that there is a conservative majority on that court during her confirmation hearings. We should be fair and point out that Amy Coney Barrett had said that she would not let any personal feelings, conflict or influence any of her decisions. We thank you, Pascal Bernard, Vice President of Public Affairs and Community Organizing with Planned Parenthood of Greater New York Action Fund. Thank you.